Johnny Clegg, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Let's start by having you tell us a little bit about your journey from, as your bio notes, a boy who liked Celtic music to transforming that into a love and an ability to perform Zulu street music.
I had been obviously exposed to music at an early age. My mom was a jazz singer and a cabaret singer, and you know, music was, you know, the background every day in my life. So I began guitar lessons when I was 12. I was very interested in Scottish, Celtic, Irish, you know, English folk music. And there was a very big folk music scene in Johannesburg. And there were a lot of Irish bands that were touring, who would come to South Africa for some weird reason. And I had some recordings of this music and started to follow it. And when I was 14, I met a Zulu street guitarist. I heard him play, and I looked at the guitar, and I could see that it was tuned differently. And that he was playing, he didn't play chords, he just played notes, and he was just pushing the notes down, and he had a very complicated thumb and forefinger picking style. I'd never seen anything like it. It just reminded me of Celtic folk music. So it was really an echo, in a way, of something, you know, that I kind of half recognized. It was like an entry point for me into Zulu street guitar music, and I asked him if he'd teach me, and he did, and we got on, and 2 years later, I met my partner from Jaluka, Sipho Mkunu, who was also a street musician. And I hung out with all the street musicians, you know, for 10 years. And after 7 years, I started to introduce a conversation between Western folk and Celtic music into Zulu street guitar music, and trying to find a crossover. And slowly it came to fruition, and in 79, Jaluka, the first band, was born, and we released an album.
Now, Jaluka was rare that it was an interracial South African band, and you faced a lot of harassment and censorship for that fact early on.
Yeah, we couldn't play anywhere in public, so we had to find places where we could play. Initially, it was playing in the embassies and playing in your living room and your lounge.
You played house parties, basically.
House parties, and then schools. And then we worked out that if it was a private venue, so we could do university halls, which were privately owned, could do schools, technicons, and we did churches, too. So we slowly started to build a following. However, it was only really when we started to play in the townships outside of Johannesburg, in the rural townships, that we started to build a really significant black music following.
And then Jaluka led to Savuka. Yeah. What were the fundamental differences between the approaches between those two projects for you?
I think fundamentally it was Jaluka was two guitars, keyboard, bass, drums, and Savuka was two keyboards and one guitar. It kind of got keyboard heavy, so there's a lot of keyboard on the Savuka tracks. Savuka was a lot more experimental with other music styles. We had songs based on Indian music, Latin. It was a lot of different musical influences. So I just became just a general sort of crossover musician.
And then at that point, you went into quite a career as a solo artist, which continues to this day. Your last solo album was Human, which came out about 6 years ago. Do you have any new albums on the horizon as a solo artist, or any projects you're working on?
Well, I'm working on autobiography at the moment, so that's taking up a lot of my time.
the writing of it, is it?
Yeah, writing of it. And, I'm touring and playing all the time. And I have a plan to do an album of my favorite songs of other artists, which I'm putting together at the moment.
Any hints as to artists that you might include on that?
It's a very broad spectrum, from traditional Zulu artists who you wouldn't know, to Randy Newman, to The Police, Tony Childs, Peter Gabriel, songs that affected me, you know, that gave me a sense of being part of a bigger world, a bigger community, you know, to be part of a songwriting community. That when I heard those songs, I thought, yeah, you know, that's a killer song, and that's what drives me, and I'm part of that, you know, I want to be part of that. So all those songs that kind of were a Jethro Tull, a lot of different bands.
Now, you're well known for your very energetic live performances with a large band and lots of dancers on stage. What else can attendees of tonight's show expect?
Well, really three decades of repertoire from Johnny Clegg, Savuka, Chaluka. And also, I come from a tradition which says we haven't come to listen to you, we've come to see you. We want you to show us how you feel about your own music. So, you know, there's a lot of physical interpretation and stuff. One or two new versions, we rearranged a lot of stuff. It's a completely kind of new show.
Johnny Clegg, thanks for taking time to talk to us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Johnny Clegg plays at the Community Concert Hall at Fort Lewis College tonight. I'm Mark Dugan for KSUT.